I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, our magazine mavens break down the stories behind the stories in their publications. Today, we find out why athletes who make millions in their playing days go broke a couple of years after their playing days are over. That's in just a few minutes. But first, we head to Cincinnati, where we're joined by football star Dahani Jones. Now, you might know him as a linebacker for the Cincinnati Bengals, but he has another life as a television star. And it's not pro wrestling or Dancing with the Stars. He is at the heart of a new Travel Channel program called Dahani Tackles the Globe, where he travels the world sampling the national sports of 10 countries. The idea is that you can learn the most about people by trying to understand how and what they play. And he joins us now to tell us about his adventures. Dahani Jones, welcome.
Thank you very much.
So just so audiences can get an idea of how challenging some of these sports are, I'm just going to play a clip of you learning a form of Swiss wrestling known as, help me,
Swinging.
Here it is.
You've got 3 minutes to pin both of your opponent's shoulders to the sawdust floor. The twist, you've got to hold onto your opponent's canvas shorts with one hand the whole time.
Oh, cool.
It's good?
Very good.
Appreciation by my coach.
You hear the heavy breathing there. That there was a lot of that panting throughout this series. Your travels took you to Cambodia, Russia, Thailand. What did you find the most difficult?
There's an episode that's coming up in probably a couple of weeks. Pradal Saray, which is sort of the big brother to Muay Thai. Muay Thai was actually the premier show, and Pradal Saray is basically a step up. So it's kickboxing on a whole nother level. That was in Cambodia, so it was not only just the sport itself, but it was the conditions, it was the language barrier, it was the competition, it was the whole essence of being in a place where some people understood you, some people didn't. But, you know, as you watch Dahani Tackles the Globe, that's part of the essence of the show.
Were there any sports where you just said, I'm not doing that? I'm just not doing that.
No, I mean, I'm up for the challenge. You know, I had a video blog on YouTube where I challenged people to submit different sports, to upload these different sports. And I'm like, tell me about the sports that you want me to try. Because basically, I'm putting myself out there and saying, I can do all these sports. I'm up for the challenge. I challenge you to test me and see what I can actually do.
I challenge you to rhythmic gymnastics.
Rhythmic gymnastics. I saw Will Ferrell do it, and I'm sure if he can do it, I can do it. It's just a ribbon and a stick. You know, it's just sort of the gracefulness of it I have to capture.
Now, I understand, speaking of challenge, that you sampled some of the traditional meals of the countries you were in. Let's play a clip of a snack that you had in Thailand. Here it is.
Bugs?
Yes.
What kind of bugs?
Baf.
Like little bugs?
Yes.
Like bugs, like...
Yes. Baf.
What are they called?
This one, Takatan. This one, little frog.
Who?
This one.
Cockroach.
Yes.
Man, black people just don't eat this kind of shit. Eat this?
How was it?
Oh, it was great. You know, it's just like your local American dish.
You
know?
Did you really
just
eat it?
Just like French fries and
did
popcorn.
Did you really eat it? Tell the
no,
truth.
No, I ate every single thing that happens on the show, I do. I'm on the road, sometimes 40 days at a time, 4 countries, 10 days at each country, 8 days practicing in a real fight. There's nothing staged. All the food I eat, all the punches I take, all the hits I endure, all the bumps and bruises you shall see, all these different things. I'm the stuntman, I'm the presenter, I'm the host. I eat the food, I sleep, I talk, I live the experience on Dahani Tackles the Globe of that sport.
You loved it.
Of course. I mean, I wouldn't do it if I didn't love it.
Many of the places you travel, you are clearly the only African-American man around.
Here's the big black guy walking down the street.
Here's a clip of you in Ireland, and let's just say some of your folks had a little trouble with your name. Here it is.
Oh, Danny Boyer and Stickler.
Dahani.
Dahani.
Nobody wants to pronounce the H in my name.
Oh, wait. Hey, what is it then?
Dahani.
Dahan.
Dahani.
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 Duh.
Duh.
Ha ha ha.
Ha ha ha.
Knee.
Knee. Dahani.
You were a good sport. I have to say, you're a good sport about it. But I did want to ask you whether, did you feel in part that you were an ambassador for African-American men, for athletes, as you traveled around?
Well, put it this way. When I was in Cambodia, you know, I got out of the van and this little girl, she came up and, you know, she was selling things. She was like, Mr. Obama, Mr. Obama. You know, so different places that I go, such as Cambodia or places like Ireland or even places like Australia, you know, sometimes I haven't seen a tremendous amount of people of color. And I took to football because I believed it gave me a platform, a stepping stone to do greater things. And if that's to dismiss the negative stereotypes that are placed upon African-American athletes, if that's to dismiss the stereotypes of African-American people, men, you know, and taking that one step further and Dahani tackles the globe and being able to travel and able to be that ambassador that you're referring to, so that when the next person comes along, they have a better experience, a new experience, that some of the ignorance is dismissed. And also to tell people back home, it's okay to travel. It's okay to go to these different countries. You know, your best vacation is not your backyard. Your best vacation is jumping on a 747, getting over the water, jumping over the pond, landing in places like Thailand, visiting places like Ireland, and taking that chance. You know, my mission is to get people to travel the world. There's only 20% of Americans that have basically passports, and 80% don't. You know, get out there, buy a passport, travel, see the world, and see what you're missing.
Had you traveled before you got this series?
Yeah, I had the travel bug, so to speak, since when I was younger. My father was in the military, and my mother was in the military, and we lived, you know, in California, Japan, and we traveled in the Far East. And then we moved back to Maryland. I went to school, graduated in Michigan, and then I went from there to New York, Philadelphia, and I moved back to California. But I speak of that because, you know, traveling has sort of been in my blood. And then when I was in college, on my spring breaks, I would ask my mother for an open ticket. So during college, during when spring break, when everybody would go to Mexico, when people would go down to Texas, you know, I would venture to, you know, different places like Martinique. I would venture to places like Turks and Caicos. I would go to London. You know, I would go to these places by myself because that would be the only time I was able to travel. And I love to travel so much, I would just do it by myself.
Before I let you go, I have to talk about the Bengals. Not the best season last year.
No. A lot of injuries. There was a lot of different things that happened. And, you know,
so what does the team need to focus on to rebuild next season?
Well, there's a little bit of luck that goes into it, a little bit of good fortune, great playing. But it all comes down to chemistry. So our team is very young. We have people in different places. But provided that the veteran leadership and people in their specific position play well and the coaches design a program for us to succeed, we will endure and we will succeed.
So I see you have a career as a diplomat in your future.
Well, if they want to give me the plates and the immunity, I'll take it.
Oh, dear. Immunity. That's not something we want to be talking about. So Dahani Jones is a linebacker for the Cincinnati Bengals. He is the host of the Travel Channel series, Dahani Tackles the Globe. It airs Monday nights. He was kind enough to join us from Cincinnati. Thank you so much for speaking with us and good luck to you.
Thank you very much.